Hello, hello, Nicola O'Brien. Welcome to Forks First Five, everyone.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. And happy International Women's Day to listeners of women. So
I've been surprised on occasion when I get a text or a message from a male.
Oh, we appreciate you too,
and
boys.
It's like, heard that on the podcast, and I'm like, oh, yes, we
Brian,
love you too, boys.
Our brother always listens, to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's a few boys listening, all right. I would say it's probably like 75-25, but... Yeah, so, and also, happy 100th episode, what? Nicola.
On International Women's Day.
And I mean, we didn't actually plan that.
No.
But let's celebrate us.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God, 100 episodes. How we talked so much shite for so long.
I know. 3 years we've been doing this, so it should be a lot more. But 3 years we started, wasn't it March 2021?
And considering that we've taken a bit of a breather here and there, and my maternity leave and all that, that it's kind of mad.
Parental leave, there's different sorts.
Yeah, there's been that many episodes. So yay! And thanks for everyone who's listened. I know there are some people who've listened, probably nearly all of them. So
since the start, yeah.
Thanks,
it's funny
everyone.
Because I say that sometimes I meet people or I don't talk to them for a long time, and they're like, I'll be like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, yeah, no, I heard on the podcast. I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I'm like, oh, thank you for listening. But then I'm like, and what about you? And then, you know, it's like one way communication. And then they kind of forget that they don't. You don't know their news. Yeah. You know, so they know all your news, but then you don't know their news.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's all good. So a lovely way to celebrate International Women's Day. It was funny, the girls this morning were like, it's International Women's Day when we came into the kitchen, and I was like, and they were like, so we're celebrating you today, ma'am. You're a woman.
Aww.
And I was like, yes, okay. And I said, well, you guys are too. And they were like, yeah, we're little women. And I was like, yes, you are.
Aww,
you are.
That's so cute.
And they were like, what are we doing? And I was like, well, I said, it's not really like Mother's Day. It's just, you know, it's a day to recognize how hard women work and that they're equal with men and that they're very important and we celebrate them. And they were like, yeah.
Aw, that's so nice.
So that was good. So a bit more coming up in a while on International Women's
Day. We had a rendition of Beyonce in bed this morning, me and Maeve. I was singing to her. Like, who run the world, girls?
I put on, there was a Women's Day playlist on Spotify as well, but it was a bit weird. I don't know, is it curated by Ray? I think it says Ray at the top of it. Ray won 6 Brits last week, so she's like total flavour of the month. But and she's nice. But so celebrate. Do all the women-y things today. I feel like, you know, it's an excuse to actually do something for women. So I'm like, when are we going to start like doing girls getting together on International Women's Day and like having parties and all that stuff?
I'm sure some people I remember in work, they always make a big fuss, all right? They give us, they would give you like loads of freebies and stuff. Loads of like nice cakes, and it's so typical woman thing. I was laughing earlier because obviously Mother's
cakes
Day,
and tampons for everyone. No,
that is a cause of rage for me that we actually have to pay for sanitary products and contraception. So let's not even go there.
Do you have that in Ireland now? Where
up to 25? Oh no, sorry, but a contraception up to 25 actually is now free, which is brilliant.
That's good. You can get free sanitary products here if you need them.
If you need them, yeah. And Aldi and Lidl and some shops use them, right? If you kind of say it, you can take them. But
but here in most like schools, colleges, public places, there's pads and tampons, but which is great because period poverty is a terrible thing. And exactly, it's like a woman tax, isn't it?
Yeah.
Having to buy those things and pay full whack for them and pay tax on them, which is absolutely disgusting. But there you go. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, happy International Women's Day. I hope anyone that's listening to this might, rather than running around, if they're listening to the podcast, cleaning or running around, go away and sit down there and have a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah,
that's
what I was going to say, because I was saying that earlier on, I forgot to finish what I was trying to say, but I asked her for a steam mop for Mother's Day. So I was like, wow, this is progress, you know?
Loser.
Progress. But it was...
You're such
it was
a loser.
Just, and I was eating brown bread that I'd baked myself, and I felt like, wow, I'm like, am I the 1970s or 60s or what?
I mean, God. I know.
Asking for a steam mop to make my life easier.
Listen, did you ever think you'd get excited about things like that? Like, honestly.
I know. It's just things 20-year-old make time.
20-year-old you is like disgusting. But we'll talk a little bit about all that in a minute, because I'm going to come on to the sort of background to International Women's Day in a while. So that's it. right, we'll rock on because we've only got a limited amount of time and there's so much to talk about. So up first.
One.
So this was great news, I think, during the week. You actually sent me the link, Nicola, that the Oireachtas Committee on Assisted Dying is set to recommend that both assisted suicide and euthanasia be introduced in Ireland. Not to start the podcast in too dark a tone, but I just think, like, you know, it makes me proud when I see stuff like this for Ireland, because for all our foibles, Ireland can be quite a progressive country, you know.
That's very progressive.
And I just think that this is really, really great, because it's something that, you know, in the 21st century, we really have to consider for people who are terminally ill. So I'll just tell you a little bit about it. The legislation would primarily apply to a person diagnosed with an illness or medical condition that is incurable, irreversible, progressive and advanced and will cause death within 6 months. This time limit is likely to set at 12 months for neurodegenerative conditions. The committee says the proposed legislation should also state that the illness must be causing suffering which cannot be relieved in a way that the ill person finds tolerable. In these cases, the person would be eligible to be assessed for assisted dying, and it would all be overseen by a medical professional. Assisted suicide would involve the person who wants to die taking the action to end their life. However, euthanasia is also recommended, in which a doctor would take the action to end the life when the person wanting to die is incapable physically to administer a medical substance. The committee report will also include a conscientious clause allowing any doctor, nurse or medical worker not to be involved. The committee believes that no constitutional change is required. If the cabinet backs the plan, any legislation would need to clear both houses of the Oireachtas before the next general election. Otherwise, it all falls. The Joint Committee on Assisted Dying was established last year to consider and make recommendations for legislative and policy change related to the statutory right to assist a person to end his, her or their life. And it was voted on by a margin of 9-3 in favour of legislating. You know, there's obviously going to be a lot of feelings around this and people coming down on both sides, but I just think it's great that it's got this far and, you know, let the discussion continue. But it doesn't sound like they're going to do, it's not going to require a referendum or anything like that.
It's not in the constitution yet, but I think it is, yeah, obviously going to lead to a lot of debate. But I was very surprised it passed so easily. Not easily, but like 9-3 is quite you know, a hefty, you know, one side to the other. So my brain does not work these days.
I think it's one of those things, though. It's a bit like the, what do they call them? You know, the people's, you know,
they might do that, the people forum thing when they have.
I think they've probably done it already. But what I think it with a lot of these things, it's like when you sit down and you're given all the information and you're given all the arguments on both sides, people come to like this pretty rational decision, you know, and a lot of the time you will find that it sways very heavily in one direction because these people have become educated in the finer detail of the thing, you know. So yeah,
Citizens Assembly is the term.
Citizens Assembly, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Total mind blank there, sorry. So anyway, look, there you go. I know it's a little bit sort of heavy and dark and all that, but actually it's going to bring a lot of potential relief to families and ill people in the future. Potentially. So, yeah, it's good to see it happening. It's good to see the discussion happening as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, Nick, over to you. Number two.
Two.
So this week I thought I'd do something a little different, seeing as it is International Women's Day. And I have a list here. I'm not going to go through the 50, but I have a list of the top 50 female TV characters of the 21st century.
Oh,
so
nice.
I thought I'd see if you could guess, maybe. I'm going to give you the top 21 because I know that you enjoy the TV show that the 21st person comes from. So.
Hilarious.
So the greatest female TV characters of the 21st century. So here we go. So number 21.
I'll try and guess a few.
Yeah, do you try to guess a few.
Female TV characters. Okay, there's going to be a load of the Game of Thrones characters in there. There must be.
Okay, yeah, quite. There's obviously 50 of them, so like there is a lot of them. I won't be able to remember any of the Game of Thrones characters.
Character names now, but from The Good Fight, what's her name? She'll be in there.
Oh, yes.
Juliana Margulies.
Yes, maybe. I haven't seen her.
And from The Gilded Age and The Good Fight, not The Good Wife. What's her face?
I know.
That fabulous actress. She's surely in there.
I'm actually looking at the list. She's not in here.
Kate Winslet.
This is kind of an American list now, so
okay. All right, I better leave you off then. Go on.
But she's actually not in it. Just saw number. I'll quickly run through. So number 50 I'm not going to go through them all now, but ones, big ones you'd know. I don't know if you actually ever watched Parks and Recreation, but Leslie Knope is number 50, mm-hmm. so she's a big one. The mother from Gilmore Girls, as in the grandmother from Gilmore Girls, is 49. Emily Gilmore, which I thought was interesting. Miranda Bailey's in there. Let me just call out a few more big ones. Some I don't recognize. Claire Devlin, so Nicola Collins' character from Derry Girls is in there.
Oh, brilliant.
These are just the kind of the top ones. I'll go through the top 21. 11 from Stranger Things, don't agree with that. I mean, yeah, good strong female character, but
oh no, she is a good character.
Probably. Polly Gray from Peaky Blinders, excellent character, mother of
that actress, yes. So sad.
Brooke Davies from One Tree Hill, that's very random. The 13th Doctor of Doctor Who was obviously a female, so she's in there. She-Ra.
She-Ra.
Princess of Power. So She-Ra.
She's been around since the 80s, though. Come on, people. Right, go on.
Fleabag. So,
of course. Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Waller-Bridge. Now we're nearly at Eve Pilastri from Killing Eve. Oh, I don't know.
She's great. Go on.
Yeah, go on. No, go on.
Villanelle
is there too. She's actually further up the list. She's close to the top. June from Handmaid's Tale. Rue from Euphoria.
Of course. Oh my God.
Villanelle is 23 and her counterpart was 27. Number 22, Christina Yang from Grey's Anatomy.
Of course, one of the greatest.
She's a great, strong female character. Jill Baxter from It's a Sin. So she's 21. So I thought you'd enjoy that one.
Oh, I love that.
So number 20, I'll run through the top 20. So you might know some of these, you might not know others. But Michonne Hawthorne from The Walking Dead. She is a very powerful character. And she's extremely well written. And she's a total badass. So I totally agree with that one. Jessica Jones, they made that series for Netflix for a few, I think it was 3 or 4 seasons. It was actually very good. David Tennant was the bad guy in it and it was actually excellent. So she is quite an iconic character because she's a lot of issues with like mental health and addiction issues and all that.
But what's the TV series?
Jessica Jones. It's a Marvel character. Part of the MCU.
Oh, Marvel. Okay.
But it was a Netflix series. But she's kind of the anti-hero, but she's a superhero, but like is battling a lot of issues. So she was she's a great character. Amy from The Big Bang Theory. I wasn't the biggest fan ever of The Big Bang Theory, but there we go. Betty from Ugly Betty, number 17. A lot of nostalgia there. Olivia Pope from Scandal.
This is written by someone of a very specific demographic, probably your age or maybe a little bit younger. Yeah, go on.
All right, Veronica Mars, so number 15, Veronica Mars. 14, you've Jules from Euphoria. I'd never watched Euphoria, but I know that she's a transgender, well, they are a transgender character. Euphoria kind of gives me fear because we have a teenager, so I just fear everything to do with it. Sophia Bush from Orange is the New Black. Did you watch Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, loved it. Yeah. What character was she? Sophia.
She's also the
older lady.
Yeah, no, she's the transgender woman as well. And she, you know, she's working, she does the hair and stuff, the first few seasons. A brilliant character. It was kind of one of the first, I'd say, big characters. And
Piper definitely won't be in that list because she's a total loser.
But like, obviously she was, you know, the victim of a lot of transphobia and racism and all that. So she had a very interesting progression through that story.
She did.
Angela Abar from Watchmen. Did you watch that short season?
No.
Watchmen, HBO. Excellent, amazing character. You won't pick that up. But anyway, top 10 now. Top 11. You'll recognize a lot more of these. Lisa Simpson from The Simpsons. Lisa is the necessary counterbalance to basically Homer.
All the chaos.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So that's kind of her main purpose within the show. Daenerys Targaryen is number 10, the mother of dragons. Rachel Green from Friends, which I think is interesting. From Spoiled Runaway Bride, the confident single mom. It's not, her story is not one to be scoffed at. So there we go. I don't watch BoJack Horseman, but it's Diane Nugent from that. Don't watch it. So
animation,
Arabella from I May Destroy You. So we both watched mm-hmm. that series. You mm-hmm. watched I May Destroy You.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. Very really traumatic story, but like, yeah, total badass of a woman. Very torn as well, I would say.
Broken as yeah. well, yeah.
Number six, Willow from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh,
the
hilarious.
Best female TV characters. I mean, obviously, this is very much up to my street. Number five,
yeah.
actually, try to guess the top five. Think of very big, iconic female characters.
Oh, for God's sake, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I have no idea.
Number five is Samantha Jones from Sex and the City.
Okay. Totally yeah.
That. Did you ever watch Pose?
Not Carrie, because she's Monica as well.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever watch Pose?
Did I ever watch
Pose?
Did I?
Yeah, Blanca, the character from Pose as well. Again, it's like obviously based within like the 80s and early 90s, and it's throughout the AIDS epidemic.
It's a brilliant yeah, okay. show. Somebody from Mad Men, your one from Mad Men.
No,
is she there?
Erin, no, she's not. No, she wouldn't be there. Arya Stark is there, Game of Thrones, number yeah. three. Mm-hmm. And number two, I did never watch this either, is Annalise Keating from How to Get Away with Murder. I never watched it. And number one that I have to agree with is Buffy Summers.
Oh, hilarious. I'm telling you, that was written by someone your age. Oh, exactly
sorry,
your age.
It's sorry.
No, but you can tell that you can tell their type of program yeah. and the stuff that was big when they were like, you know, at a particular age or whatever. But yeah, I'm in agreement with most of those anyway. So it's all in the one, isn't it? But,
yeah, well, I have to agree with Buffy. I mean, like, what a brilliant role model of a character to grow up with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What, where did you get that list?
It is on Digital Spy. So I'll send you the link. Everyone can have a look at it if they want. Because obviously there's a bit of a blur under each person to tell you about them and all that. But obviously we don't have the time. But enjoy. Yep. It was a good read. I enjoyed it.
Fab. Okay. Moving on to number three. So
three.
Today being International Women's Day, I am not actually going to focus particularly on one woman. But I suppose if it was to be about woman, then one woman, it would be about a woman called Clara Zetkin, who essentially brought about International Women's Day. So I'll give you a bit of
context. I actually was wondering about this earlier, where it kind of came from and all that.
Yeah,
so
not a kind of traditional Fox feature, but I'll explain the background. So it's been observed since the early 1900s, a time of great expansion and turbulence in the industrialized world that saw booming population growth and the rise of radical ideologies. Around 1908, great unrest and critical debate was occurring among women. Women's oppression and inequality were spurring women to become more vocal and active in campaigning for change. Then in 1908, 15,000 women marched through New York City demanding shorter hours, better pay and voting rights. In accordance with a declaration by the Socialist Party of America, the first National Women's Day was observed across the United States on February 28, 1909. Women celebrated National Women's Day on the last Sunday of February until 1913. In 1910, a second international conference of working women was held in Copenhagen, and a woman named Clara Zetkin, who was leader of the Women's Office for the Social Democrat Party in Germany, tabled the idea of an International Women's Day. She proposed that every year in every country, there should be a celebration on the same day, a Women's Day, to press for their demands. The conference of over 100 women from 17 countries representing unions, socialist parties, working women's clubs, and including the first three women elected to the Finnish Parliament, greeted Zetkin's suggestion with unanimous approval, and thus International Women's Day was the result. Following the decision agreed at Copenhagen in 1911, International Women's Day was honoured for the first time in Austria, Denmark, Germany and Switzerland on the 19th of March. More than 1 million women and men attended International Women's Day rallies, campaigning for women's rights to work, vote, be trained to hold public office and end discrimination. However, less than a week later, on March 25th, the tragic Triangle Fire in New York City took the lives of more than 140 working women, most of them Italian and Jewish immigrants. This disastrous event drew significant attention to working conditions and labour legislation in the US that became a focus of subsequent International Women's Day events. 1911 also saw Women's Bread and Roses campaign begin. So on the eve of World War I, campaigning for peace, Russian women observed their first International Women's Day on February 23rd, the last Sunday in February. Following discussions, International Women's Day was agreed to be marked annually on March 8th, that translated in the widely adopted Gregorian calendar from February 20, 3rd, and this day has remained the global date for International Women's Day ever since. There's loads and loads. If you go to the International Women's Day website, you'll read a lot more. Like in 1914, there was lots of rallies, including one in London where women marched from Bow to Trafalgar Square, and Sylvia Pankhurst was arrested at Charing Cross on her way to speak at Trafalgar Square. So it's a really rich, you know, history, and people should go and check it out. Just to kind of bring it back around to today, the world has witnessed a significant change and attitudinal shift in both women's and society's thoughts about women's equality and emancipation. Many from a younger generation may feel that all the battles have been won for women, while many feminists from the 70s and beyond know only too well the longevity and ingrained complexity of patriarchy. With more women in the boardroom, greater equality in legislative rights, and an increased critical mass of women's visibility as impressive role models in every aspect of life, one could think that women have gained true equality. The unfortunate fact is that women are still not paid equally to that of their male counterparts. Women still are not present in equal numbers in business or politics. And globally, women's education, health, and the violence against them is worse than that of men. However, great improvements have been made. We do have female astronauts and prime ministers, albeit a challenge. Still, in many countries, girls are largely welcomed into university. Women can work while balancing the needs of a family, and women can have real choices. And so each year, the world inspires women and celebrates their achievements. There's a space and a place for everyone to help fight the good fight. That's the spirit of abundance. So make every day International Women's Day. Do your bit to ensure that the future for girls is bright, equal, safe and rewarding. That's the message on that website. So I think it's great. But having said that, right, I watched two documentaries about women being murdered this week. About the woman that was pushed off Arthur's seat in Edinburgh called The Push, Murder on the Cliff. And the one about Sarah Everard, because it's been 4 years since she was murdered. Lord. And it's just unbelievable. And, you know, I was thinking about it this morning. Like, I've said this before, you know, growing up as a teenager, like, life felt like everything was moving in the right direction. And, you know, women were gaining equality. And we were kind of, like, naive, you know, that we could have what men had. And have it all and all that. And I just feel like, you know, you're kind of sold this ruse, and that's why it's down to us to keep pushing for women's rights so that our daughters and their daughters don't have to experience some of the shit we've had to experience. So whilst it's a great day to celebrate women, it's also a day to think about, you know, how we can ensure that things are still progressing and not getting stuck in a complete rut. So, yeah. There you go. That's my take on it.
Oh, I know. It's all a bit bittersweet, really, isn't it? But
And I love being a mom to girls, but I worry for them because I see how aspirational I thought about life and how I thought life would be fine and how I didn't think I'd ever experience discrimination, and it's just not how it turned out, you know?
That's
very sad. Yeah. So look, anyway, let's keep fighting the good fight. And certainly here on Foxverse 5, we try to keep a feminist slant to things. So, yeah. Okay. Yay. Right. Over to you, Nick.
I'll cheer things up so there, will I?
Cheers.
I thought this was fitting on International Women's Day to talk about an account of people who usually support women, and we support them. And it is The Old Gaze.
Way, go on, The Old Gaze.
Now, I'm slightly concerned about this lot because they they've been putting up loads of videos. They're basically these old guys, five of them, that put on fabulous outfits and dance to songs, and they're all like in their 70s, 80s, 90s. Nice. It's hilarious.
Nothing better to enjoy.
So they're at Instagram, The Old Gaze, so it's an easy one for you. But they haven't had a video up now in a few weeks. So I'm like, oh no. God. And they do a picture from February where one of the lads was in ICU, the creator. So like it said, he was obviously recovering. But now I'm a bit like, oh God. But anyway, yeah, literally does what they say. They do what they say in the tin. But they're massively famous. Like, I mean, they're on a lot of TV shows in the US and all that. They have 700,000 followers on Instagram, wow. Even more on TikTok. So yeah, they just dress up and they wear gas shirts and t-shirts and dresses, and they get fabulous, and they dance and sing to different songs, and They dance mostly, and yeah, it gives me joy. So there you go. It's a very simple account for you.
Oh, nice. That's the kind of content we need after
all gay men.
Miguel with people dying and women being murdered, etc. Okay, so the old gays on Instagram. Great. I'm definitely going to check that out straight after this. Nice one. Thank you very much. And finally, some potentially awesome news with number five.
Are you going to talk about Glastonbury? No, sorry.
No, Nicola. Don't be so bitter. Jesus.
What's the potentially awesome news? I thought you were going... There's rumours, aren't there, that Adele is going to sing at it. Adele is going to perform.
No, I'm not talking about Glastonbury at all. Why are you so obsessed with Glastonbury? Mel B has confirmed that there will be a Spice Girls reunion later this year. During an appearance on Loose Women on Thursday, the singer confirmed that the Spice Girls will reunite to celebrate the group's 30th anniversary. Aww. In the episode, co-host Christine Lampard asked Mel about the possibility of a reunion, saying, "We need happiness, we need empowerment back again, we need Spice Girls back." Totally. "Tell me about it," Mel said. She said, "Oh no, we are definitely doing something. I'm probably going to get told off, but I've said it. There you go." She added, "We'll be announcing at some point later this year. Now I'm going to be in trouble." The wannabe singer's comments came shortly after the Spice Girls were featured on a series of limited edition stamps issued by the Royal Mail in the UK to mark the girls' group.
I saw them and I actually wanted to buy some of these. I actually Googled them. So sad.
Soon after the stamps were unveiled, Mel teased reunion during an appearance on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. She said, "Well, I've been saying this forever, but now we're actually going to be releasing some really good news in about a few weeks that involves all five of us," she said at the time. Spice Girls made up of Mel, Victoria Beckham, Jerry Halliwell, Emma Bunt and Mel C last reunited for a tour in 2019, but Victoria was absent. The group formed in what year, Nicola, did they form?
Well, if they're 30 this year, so it has to be 1994.
Clever girl. And they split in what year?
Oh, stop. I'd say 2001.
Yeah, go girl. Oh, you got your Spice Girl knowledge down. So, look, that's it.
I love you. Let's all blast that out this weekend.
Oh my God. Stuart tells a hilarious story about like being like totally hungover one weekend when he was like in his early 20s and he had arranged to go up to see his mom for Mother's Day and he hadn't got her anything, so he like burnt a CD and put that song on it and he gave it to her and she put it on in the car and she started crying.
Oh, that's so cute though.
He was like, "Best Mother's Day present ever." It's like, you loser.
Oh, it's a great
So funnily enough, actually, it's Stuart's mom's birthday as well on Sunday, so I can never have fucking Mother's Day to myself. No, I'm joking. No, it's grand. We will go and I will just try and get a lie-in and then I'll get served some sort of breakfasty slap, which will be lovely. And
It'll be lovely. It'll probably be International Women's Day and Mother's Day in 2 years' time on the same day.
We'll
definitely have to go the lash for that.
No, looking forward to it. And other than that, quiet weekend, because we're actually coming to Ireland for Paddy's now next week. Yay. So I'm excited about that. But the other thing we need to mention before we go is poor old Iris Apfel passed away this week. One of the original foxes on Foxworth 5. Such an inspiration. Such a glamorous lady and such
a cool woman.
Long-lived, well-lived life. So take inspiration from her on International Women's Day and just be yourself and wear the clothes and do the thing and, live long and prosper.
I think that's a nice motto to live by for sure.
Yeah. Okay, what about you, Nick? Anything exciting on the weekend?
I have the lovely Katie Walsh coming to visit tomorrow.
Woohoo!
And Aoife's coming and we're going on the lash. Woohoo! So happy Mother's Day weekend to me. My good first times. I suppose with my own biological baby, but
you've been a mom for quite a while,
But yes, I'm looking forward to it. And we have lunch booked for Sunday. I'm not sure if I'll make that, but we'll see.
You'd be like, "Can I just have a takeaway roll
and just sleep?" I would just really like to sleep. Mostly that would be the most wonderful Mother's Day gift to me. But I'm looking forward to it.
Well, everyone out there, enjoy your International Women's Day / Mother's Day / doing whatever you're doing this weekend. The rugby tomorrow should be good. And love you all.
Come on, catch Ireland.
Come on, Ireland. Catch up with you. Oh, and Oscars Sunday night. Go on, Killian.
For sure. I heard him on the radio this morning and it made me laugh because he's so like non-techie. He literally phoned in. They were interviewing him.
On a normal phone.
On a normal phone. And the audio was terrible. It just made me laugh because he's so non-techy, you know.
Oh, bless him. It's amazing when you get to be so famous that you don't actually have to do any things like that you don't want to. You know, you see all these people who are at the starts of their careers, like all over social media and stuff. And then you see the big stars and they're nowhere near it.
Oh,
like,
they were all calling him by the wrong name a few weeks ago. Was it at the BAFTAs or something? And he just kept walking. He was like, whatever.
They did it on the radio here the day he won the BAFTA. And I was livid. I was like, how do you not know his name? Like, he's a massive star, you know. But anyway, right, go on then. Be good. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, everybody. Foxford 5, over and out.
Bye.
Thank you.